judging whether I'm a living wrong or right, watching everything I do. Don't help on to trust you. Yeah. See, you are the one I live for. See, you are the ones I adore. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Eric Benet, and you know you're rolling with my man Tony Smith on WFDU 89.1 Gospel FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gospel According to Jazz.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nations, 132 in the AM. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another edition of Gospel Jazz Nations, where I give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and you know how I do, a little bit of everything else in between. Just finished listening to Mark Allen Felton giving you the song Walk With Me. Before that, brand new music from Tony Moore and Jehovah's Chosen giving you the song Trust and Obey. Brother Don Corey Washington gave me a quick call. He's on the road with JP. He said, who is that? Brother Don have seen Toni Morrison and Jehovah's Chosen live in concert in the past, and I'm sure he'll be telling you all about it when he gets in here in the next few minutes or so. And we open up Gospel Jazzations this morning with my main man, Donald Hayes, giving you the song Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. I want to give him a quick shout out. Spoke to him earlier today, and he's going to hook me up when I head on out there to L.A. next month. And he said, come on, stop on by, stop on, pull up the crib. So hopefully he's still on town when I go to L.A. on the 29th. I'm going to be going there to shoot the Gospel of Music with Brother Jeff Majors, and that's on the TV One cable TV show. So look out for that in the very near future. I want to give Jeff Majors a shout out. And producer Linda Hudson. How you doing, Linda girl? Hopefully you're tuning in this morning. Executive producer of that particular TV program. A bunch of shout outs going out this morning. First of all, my main man, Brother Al Small. Good to speak with you earlier today, Brother Al. Hopefully you're tuning in this morning. Looking out for the brand new Terry Lynn Small music coming to you. And he promised we will have an exclusive here on Gospel Jazzations. He said the music is off the charts tone. So I'm looking forward to it, Brother Al. Tell the whole family we said hello, all right? Shout out to Kevin Moore out there in Oakland, California. He'll be heading over here to this neck of the woods on next month as well. I want to shout out to Brother William Beeman from Paterson, New Jersey, tuning in this morning. Brother William Moody and Sister Juanita Moody tuning in from Yonkers, New York. How you doing, boy? Yeah. My Aunt Gwen is listening in from Augusta, GA. She's working tonight. How you doing, Aunt Gwen? She called and told me she was logged on. And my other Aunt Gwen, Gwen Curry, out there in Willingboro, New Jersey. That's South Jersey, y'all. And she just wanted to say it's her birthday coming up on August 31st. So I'll let Brother Don Curry Washington sing her happy birthday when he comes in here later. So happy birthday to you, Gwen Curry, girl. And tell her Adrian I said hello, okay? And I just want to say hello and thank you all so much to the Sisters Keeping the Covenant. I had the opportunity to go to Dover, Delaware this past weekend, Friday and Saturday, to celebrate for the Women's General Assembly. Thank you to Sister Reverend Maxine Thomas from Philadelphia and Brother, my man, Ivan Thomas. I appreciate you, my man. So good to see you. And the Reverend Dr. Henrietta Fullard. Had a wonderful time in Dover, Delaware. Thank you all so much for the support. Really had a great time. Also, shout out to the East Coast Shore Mass Choir. Good seeing y'all again. All right, looking forward to heading on out there. Shout out to Sister Rita Page from Dover, Delaware. Looking good, girl. Been a blessing, definitely. Most definitely. Glad things are going well for you out there in Dover, Delaware. And also, I wanted to shout out Brother Don Corey Washington while he's heading in the roadways. I was at his church Thursday night. Had a fine time at Bethlehem Community Church. Thank you, partner, for inviting me. Yeah, we had a good time, didn't we? So I'm looking forward to coming on back there to your church in the near future out there in East Orange, New Jersey. Thanks for having me, partner. Shout out also to my main man, Brother Freddie Barber from Art from Africa. We were out there in, these guys want to talk to me while I'm on the air. Well, they're going to have to wait. I want to thank you all for letting me come on out and do my thing over at Mango's on this past Sunday afternoon. We had a great time, didn't we? Most definitely. So I'm looking forward to coming on back there. Shout out to Rita Owens and Annette Coleman. Thank y'all so much. Yeah. All right. So, Brother Barber, you have a fantastic trip to Chicago. All right, my man. You be safe out there, and I'll talk to you soon when you get back. All right. It's 1:36 in the a.m. Let me go let JP and Don Corey in the studios, and we'll hear about what they got to say. And I'm going to leave you now with the group Zayel giving you the song Can We Get Away right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFBU 89.1. You know how I do, boy. Yeah. FM. The number's 201-692-2012. Gonna try and get Rod Z, comedian, gospel comedian Rod Z, in the program in the next few minutes. Stay tuned.
Y'all, this is Tony, and you're listening to Gospel Jazzations with my boy Tony Smith, WFDU 89.1. Keep it locked.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations, 145 in the AM. That was Tone featuring Cyrus Chestnut on piano, giving you the song Total Praise. Right before that, the group Zayel gave you the song Can We Get Away. And the boys are in the house. They just walked in the door. JP and Don Corey Washington.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
All right. Who called just now?
The one and only, the incomparable Kevin Moore.
Oh, Kevin Moore called?
He said we got to put...
You got to bring him in. I just met a friend of his on MySpace tonight. I'm dying to tell him about it.
He said we got to put on the group from Philly again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tony Moore?
Tony Moore. He said, yeah, you got to do a double play.
They are off the chain. I saw them live last year. They turned this live recording out.
Wow.
They turned it out so much they put it outside, right?
That place was on fire when they left.
Well, I called
the fire department.
As I told you before off the air there, Don, I saw them about 15 years ago out here in the Bronx because they used to open up for, I just flatlined. What's that brother's name I asked you about before? Leon Lacy, that's who it was.
Leon Lacy.
This is before Ty Tribbett broke big.
Right.
It was Tony Moore, Ty Tribbett, who else we have? Doobie Powell, that whole crew.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tony Moore, they just turned it out. And you're right, they had all the moves just like Ty Tribbett and the whole nine yards. And they were just praising the Lord's name, man. They were just leaving people
they
just laid out.
They got a unique ministry, I'm telling
definitely,
you.
Definitely.
Unique ministry.
Well, hopefully they can get some national exposure, man, because they definitely need to be seen by the world.
Yeah.
But it's 1:46 in the AM. I'm going to have to pick Kevin up in a little later, man. Hopefully you can hold up. Hold on a little while, Kev. We have an interview going on here, and Don Corey knows who it is, but JP has no idea.
Oh, my God.
Keep me in the dark.
Nah. I'm going to let this brother come on and say a little something to you. Maybe you might recognize the voice. What's going on, boy?
What's up?
How
y'all doing?
We're doing good. You recognize the voice yet, JP?
Mm-mm.
You don't recognize the voice? Well, you saw him just recently, man. Just a
he
few
don't
weeks ago.
Remember.
He don't
that
remember.
That boy can't remember his name if you don't tell him.
Who is this?
This is down here in the, as they say, the dirty south, down here in Orlando, Florida, home of the hurricane, Rod Z. What's up, man?
What's going on?
This is the funny guy.
Wow. What's going on?
Got you, JP. Got you, boy.
That's funny, boy. You turned up out at the end sound.
Tone, let me tell you the joke he did. He was doing impressions.
Yeah.
And he turned around and he opened up his eyes. He said, with the blank look, he said, who am I impersonating? And everybody's like, huh? He said, y'all, wake up.
man. Hey, it was going to be a long night if they was going to keep acting like that. I had to do something. I say, look here. If y'all expecting Steve Harvey to walk in, y'all going to be in for a long night. So y'all might as well go ahead and laugh.
That's right.
Well, I must say, you were clean, Doc.
I'm telling you.
Clean.
Well, you know, people like to take credit for things, and I don't like to blow my own horn because, you know, God, you know, he wants you to be humble.
Right.
But, you know, I met Steve and the boys one time, and you couldn't tell who was who. That's all I got to say.
Well, I tell you what, me and Don was up in there representing for Tone. So, you know, you wasn't the only clean one up in there now.
Oh, yeah, y'all was shot
Oh,
now.
No, don't get it twisted.
Thank you very much.
Don't get it twisted.
He was Easter Sunday clean. This boy was sharp, man. He wasn't going to eat no barbecue ribs that night. He was leaning over. If he got something to drink, he was leaning over.
I know, that's right.
Hold on. And that tux was not rented.
That was his tux.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Until he had tuxedos. To take it back. It's yours till you got to take it back. When that time comes, you got to take it back.
It's right in the closet.
But
after
until
we speak.
Then, it's your tux.
Well, Rod, man, I want to thank you for coming on this morning, Doc. I really appreciate you, man. I met you on that Thursday over there in Bermuda doing the Bermuda Super Soul Fest, and you were doing the Laugh-A-Lujah, concert or event that night in the ballroom, and it had a great turnout, man. We had over 300 plus people there, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going back in November, so, I got a double portion of blessing. If you've never been to Bermuda, y'all, you need to go.
That's what I'm Bermuda. Talking about.
Horseshoe Bay, that's all I'm going to say.
I love Bermuda.
Oh, man.
I even like the way they talk.
It's a gorgeous place, man.
It is.
Beautiful people, beautiful surroundings.
Yeah.
And it's like God just said, let me let you walk through this postcard.
Yeah.
And you just, everywhere you go, it's just beautiful.
It's a paradise.
If you've never been to Bermuda, that's money well spent. Now, when you get there, you better have a pocket full of money.
You better. Because the pocket change ain't going to work.
You ever been to church and they like keep taking up offering? You be like, nah, I know I paid my tithe. And I know I gave a good offering. And they still coming with the collection. That's how you feel in Bermuda.
Well, see, what they
you be like, again?
Hey, Rod, what they looking for is the free will.
Hey, there's bad. Bermuda is going to get you, but it's money well spent. Yeah, now, don't let me scare y'all.
It's beautiful.
Because you can't go nowhere without paying. Around here, you can't go up to the corner store without, you're going to have to pay for something.
That's right.
You know, if you live in the hood, somebody going to be trying to say, I got these batteries, man. Batteries don't even work no more. I need batteries. You're like, man, these batteries don't work. Well, you can throw them at people.
It's still use for them, right?
Yeah, you can use them and just buy the batteries, man. Support a brother. People be coming up with all kind of stuff.
That's right, man. That's right.
This man gave me a quiz. He ran into me and asked me, he said, look here, man, I'm going to give you a quiz. I ain't begging you for your money. I'm going to quiz you. I said, how you going to quiz me for my money? He said, because I bet I have a question that you can't answer. So I'm judging this man. I'm like, this is a homeless man. Ain't too much he know that I don't know. You know, I've been to college and all that. So, you know, I'm all sedated. So he said, brother, what's the strongest nation in the world? I said, the United States of America. He said, wrong. I said, well, you know, me being a black man, I said, well, Africa. He said, wrong again. I said, well, you tell me what's the strongest nation in the world. He said, brother, the strongest nation is a donation. Give me that money. You want to give me. So I had to give $5, man. Because he was right.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing say I love you more than a donation.
That's right.
What's the
As a matter of fact, I could take some donations tonight.
No, you better get in line, because I'm about to tell these people about my album they need to go get.
That's right, man.
That's
Let's
right.
hear all
That's
about
right.
it, Rod. Go ahead, man.
These hurricanes coming down here, I need y'all to send Rod Z some relief. Because FEMA ain't going to do it.
That right.
No, might well send me some money. Let me start talking about FEMA for George Bush. You know he on my phone tapping stuff. Oh, boy. Y'all better stay in prayer, y'all. The world is crazy. You got to stay in prayer because people crazy, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, Rod, where can people pick up your album, man?
Any Christian bookstore, mom and pop store. The bootlegger probably got them by now. just tell the bootlegger, if you get it from the bootlegger, tell him to send me at least $1 from the sale or something.
Wow. But, what about Walmart?
You can go to walmart.com and get it on Wonderful. The internet. And you can also go to meridianmusicgroup.com. That's MERIDIAN musicgroup.com. We have them on sale there. And you can can I give him a number?
Go ahead, give him a number. Boy, give it on
if you want to order it over the phone, you can call area code 321-689-7228. That's 321-689-7228. Give us a call. We'll get the order out to you. I have two comedy albums. God has truly, truly, truly blessed me. And I can't put enough trulys in front of that. Cause
truly.
I really, you know, you talk about mercy and grace. I couldn't tell you how all this came together except for the Lord, you know. I have my first project I did in Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And this project is called Stop Me If I'm Lying. That was my debut album. And then my sophomore album, which I released last May, is called I Ain't Lied Yet. And I did that in Richmond, Virginia. So just two great churches, two wonderful projects that I did.
Yeah.
And God blessed me to do what I'm doing without having to curse, without you having to worry about derogatory things thrown against women. Now, I talk about people now. Don't get me wrong.
The church will give you enough to talk about.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to go there with people. You shouldn't even have to gossip because church is a funny place.
Oh, yes.
But Rod, at the awards, when you got on the white folks.
Oh, man.
He did that.
Yeah, they wasn't pleased. Impression.
They weren't feeling it.
Nah, they was like, okay, you can stop the jokes.
But I wasn't lying.
No, you wasn't.
That's why the name of it is Stop Me If I'm Lying. You might not like what I say sometimes, but it's the truth. So you can say what you want.
Yeah. You're right. If a church wanted to come in and book you to their event, how can they get in contact with you, man?
I'm glad you asked that question. They can get in contact with my manager, Garrett Johnson, who's from Mount Vernon, New York.
Isn't he
bi-coastal?
Huh?
Isn't he bi-coastal?
He's in New York and L.A. That's right. Yeah. We're doing it bi-coastal. From coast to coast. But you can, in the New York office, it's area code 914-663-9122.
That's the Mount Vernon Exchange.
That's right. And in L.A., it's area code 323-732-6474. And that's Garrett Johnson. Just give Garrett a call. He handles everything for me.
Yes.
And look, we doing churches, family reunions, birthday parties, weddings,
bar mitzvahs. I knew that was coming.
You know bar mitzvahs coming. I'm going, man, look here. If you're feeling real bad and crying and carrying on at the funeral, I come. Because people need to laugh and have a good time.
Laugh is good for the heart, man. Laugh is good for the heart.
The Bible says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. That's in Proverbs 17.
Come on, preach.
Quoting scripture, amen.
All right, now.
But people need to laugh. This day and age, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff is going on. But, you know, nothing should surprise the believers. If you read the word, it already tell you that a lot of this stuff is going to happen, that people are going to be doing crazy stuff. And that Jesus is coming back. So you don't have to worry about what's going on. Just make sure that you are all right. Get yourself together and get your marching orders. And just that's why I'm doing what I do. You know, I'll just be honest with people. People say, well, why are you doing what you do? You know, I want a nice car and clothes. I want to live like Russell Simmons, you know. But you know what? Even more than that, I really want to help people. One of my heroes is Oprah Winfrey, and I just believe in what she says. If you give, it comes back. You have no idea. So go out and get the album. Call me. Bring me to your church. But know that we going to rise to do something good. There's not a lot of comedians out there that do what I do. There are some great ones out there, don't get me wrong, that do what I do. We can make you laugh. We don't have to go there. We can make you laugh without having to get raunchy. So if you got children or, you know, you bring Mama Nim over to the house for Thanksgiving, you don't have to worry
Pookie
about
them. Pookie and them.
You don't have to worry about them. Now, Pookie and them might get mad and say, why ain't he cussing? He ain't funny. He ain't cussing yet. I don't like him. He ain't funny. He ain't cussing. Now you might have to put them out.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just good, clean family fun, man. Yeah. And I mean, good long time too. The first project lasts almost an hour.
What?
And the second project is 45 minutes. So mm-hmm. We have it on DVD. And
my why did he slack me 15 minutes?
Yeah. People ain't never satisfied,
he
you know.
He slacked me 15 minutes. Jesus, the first one was an hour.
You know, if
no,
Jesus
hour.
Was, if Jesus was here doing miracles now, if he was just coming for the first time and he fed 5,000 with the fish and bread, somebody nowadays, they'd be like, excuse me, Lord, we appreciate everything you're doing, but you ain't got no chicken.
Well,
I'm
where is
saying.
The grits? The you girl know, with the fish.
Can we get some chicken with that? I don't really eat fish, you know. Ain't no grits up in this piece. People just don't appreciate stuff.
Well, you know, man. They did that with the manna. They wanted meat.
Yeah, they was like, look here, you saying milk and honey. This is manna.
We having manna again?
Yeah.
We want some. God said, okay, you want meat, all right.
I'm they in the desert now.
All right, Rod, hold on for a second, man, before you get caught up here, because we got to coming up to the top of the hour. All right, Doc, hold on a second. We'll be right back with you. We're at Rod Z right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFTU 89.1 FM.